Hello?
That's Madden?
Hi, Jimmy. Fine, A.W. called me and said you've been calling me 3 or 4 days and I never had heard of it, so I thought I'd better call you.
I don't want anything. I just want to say hello. And all these friends of mine down here that we both know so well, want to know how you are and it's strong for you. And they want to know how your health is. And I just been telling you you're doing fine. And I never saw such unity and everything behind the Democratic Party in USA.
Good, Jimmy. Well, that's wonderful, and I sure appreciate it, my friend. And I love you for your loyalty and your friendship through the years, and you've been a wonderful one. I'm just sorry I didn't know. Here's Lady Bird who won't say a word.
Hi, Jimmy.
I was on the line, Lady Bird. How are you?
I hope you had a good deer hunting season. I just keep on remembering every time we've been by your camp and what fun we've had, and especially that party we had up here when you and Melvin Winters and all of the various ones of us were together.
Mama's on the line too, Lady
Bird. Hello.
Hello. Happy New Year to you. We need them and we value them and we sure do thank you.
Well, we think a lot of that time we were up there. We really enjoyed it.
Well, we. We do. We want you to keep on loving us.
Okay.
And we'll see you down the road.
Well, take care.
Just a second.
Hello? Yes, sir.
God knows I don't want anything, but I want people to ask you how your health is, how you're doing.
You just tell them I'm doing fine, couldn't be better, and I'm awfully grateful for friends like you, Jimmy.
Pardon me, I want to say hello, Mr. President.
How are you, my dear? I'm glad to... Well, you're mighty sweet, and all of you have been mighty good, and I'll never forget my old-time friends. Nobody's been better to me than you and Jimmy.
Well, we think I'd be a whole lot.
I'm sorry I didn't know, Jimmy, you'd call, because I get 46,000 letters last week, and I didn't get to see over 100 of them.
Yeah, I know that.
And I get these calls, and I just didn't know about it, late up you call me.
Well, we're sorry we didn't get to see you during the Christmas season.
Well, you're wonderful. We want to give old Cecil Ruby that party. We got to make him come to our party. We got to have a meeting of the same crowd we had here, except we got to set it when old Cecil can get off.
Yeah.
You know, last time he dodged us.
I know he did. He is scared. And, of course, we're getting ready to do the same thing down in Floresville that we did up there at your place. And I'm sure you're familiar with somebody's down the shoulder.
No, I didn't know about it. Yeah.
I don't want you to do more for John than you did for Mr. Preston.
We're going to fix him a little landing strip down there and a driveway and a little thing.
Yeah.
Same group of people.
Good.
And we didn't enlarge it any. We said we wanted to keep it on the same basis and get it on the press.
Yeah.
And I don't want anything, Mr. Preston. I just want to be able to tell people that I talked to you during this holiday.
Well, you're wonderful, and I sure enjoyed hearing from you. And when we get back here sometime in the spring, we'll give a party for old Cecil himself, and all you roughnecks have to come, and we'll have to decorate Cecil with a golden star of some kind. Hey, now, you tell him, Jimmy, that we resented his not coming last time.
The main thing we want you to do is take care of you.
I'm going to do it. Good. Well, Millard Cope died today, you remember?
Blake and Ed Hart and I were going to have lunch together today, and Ed called me back about 7:30. It finally got to me that I can't have lunch. Millard Cope's dead, my dad is probably under sedation, and I've got to get right on out there. And Millard, my dad, was closer than the brothers are.
Well, Jenny, I'm mighty proud of your friendship, my friend, and I'll see you first time I get out here and we have a night open. We'll have to get that same crowd together and be sure to make old Cecil come. And you need...
We don't expect all of that.
We don't expect anything. We don't want anything.
You need old Cecil, though, and tell him that we got to give one more party for him.
Maybe we can give a Floresville party, make it up to
Joe Blake. Well, I'd love to do that, but what I want to do is get that same group and... What we got to do is get that same group and make old Cecil come, though.
Well, take care of yourself.
I'll do it. And Jimmy, good luck.
Okay,
bye. Sorry I didn't know you was calling me. What did they tell you, Jimmy? Just my information. Well, one night, I'm not here a good deal of time, but what else did they say now? I was eating and therefore I couldn't talk?
Yeah, that's what night, and then the next night you weren't there.
Well, I was over at the lake, you know, I'm over there a good deal.
Oh, yeah, but partner, don't you think...
Did you ask them to leave your number?
I left my number every time, but don't feel bad about that.
No, but I want to know. You see, my cousin, my aunt may be calling me.
That's right.
And I don't know about it, and I'm a captive, Jimmy. No, but I don't feel bad. I just want to know about it so I can avoid it.
God almighty, all the world problems you got. You're not a congressman or a senator. You're a world figure.
I know, but I want to know when my friends call me, see?
I've got everything I want.
I'm not going to fuss at anybody. I'm just going to try to find out so I'll know when they call.
I don't like the idea of men asking that phone.
Well, we need
No, I haven't. That's the first AW just called and got through a man to go and said, you know, Jimmy tried reaching? I said, no. And he said, well, he has three nights. And I said, I don't believe it. He said, well, he has. And don't argue to anybody, but just pick up the phone and call him. So I did. But I want to tell these people so that I can get straightened out in the future. And maybe when somebody calls, they'll check with some secretary. You see, I haven't got my... I've just had three secretaries in the 30 years I've been here. And... One of them, Mary Rather, and one of them, Mary Margaret, and they worked 10 years each, and I've got new ones now, and they don't know who's calling and what.
Well, we do appreciate your call very much.
Ms. Rather,
yes.
Don't feel bad.
I'm not feeling bad, except I don't want this to happen to somebody else.
Well, hell fine. Now, we just know, my God, all the people and how you're working and the responsibilities you have. I just had to talk to you while you were in Texas.
Well, that's wonderful, Jimmy, and I appreciate you calling, my friend.
Okay,
bye. Now, we'll have a party. You tell old Cecil that we're mad about the way he treated us, and we're going to make him give us one.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Happy New Year and best of everything.
Thank you, dear.
Bye.
Bye.
Corpus Christi through.